This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Thank you, Cowboys fans out there here on a Cowboys Monday. We're doing our best to talk through it. And it's time now for the former Cowboys scout and NFL executive to give you film takeaways. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you very much to Reliant as well. Appreciate them being with us. And my headset's messing up a little bit here. Got it right. There we go.
Right on. We do have the Mike McCarthy press conference coming up at 4.
Yes, 4 o'clock. Film takeaways from watching the film this morning. I'll start with the interceptions, if I could, with Dak. And I mentioned about Dak's footwork, and I think his footwork played in the factor of the first interception he had. I know that we all think about that Steele got beat inside by Bosa on that particular play. But there's a couple of things about this that I want to really talk about, though. The scheme calls for Steele to single block Bosa, who sets up to the outside. And I felt like that Steele was in pretty good shape. If Bosa stays wide on him, he's going to be just fine. He'll just kind of carry them, hold him there, and then they'll have the opportunity to get the ball down the field. This is where they get into a little trouble. Once Bosa goes inside, Steele can't handle that move.
Right.
And we've seen that before with Steele. He has trouble sometimes with the inside move. Okay, this is where maybe the lack of Cook playing for you might have hurt you, because they needed a hero block there, and they didn't get a hero block. And when I say a hero block is that he was set to that side of the formation, so he was looking inside for any pickup, and then if his guy doesn't come, then he can go out into the route.
Which is what he did.
Yeah, they needed a hero block.
Use the peripherals.
Yeah, we've seen it before with guys like Zeke, Dowdle, others have, you know, or even Deuce Vaughn this year. When all of a sudden you're there, be a football player. And Cook is set up, and he has an opportunity to help Steele with Bosa on that. They don't get the hero block there. If they get that block, they have an opportunity. Okay, the problem I mentioned with Dak's footwork on this, when he's dropping back, instead of dropping straight back, he drops back to his right. So he's dropping back in a way that it's carrying him towards Bosa. So instead of staying straight back in the pocket, his footwork carries him to the right. So he's angling right coming out underneath from receiving the ball there. So if he goes straight back, he has probably a better opportunity to step forward. That ball was all arm. His feet.
He left his feet.
His feet. Everything was so bad. He was so wide open on the throw that he could not get anything on the football. And like I said, he could have used a block. Could have got a hero block there. Might have helped him. But they were also like Dak's footwork and his ability to where he set up left him completely wide open, and then it all became just arm.
I wonder if he was drifting to the right a little bit, because Guyton gets beat pretty bad, it feels like, and he ends up recovering enough.
Yeah.
But Dak, like, there's a point there in the middle of his drop back where if you freeze it, it looks like the guy coming off the left tackle is going to blindside sack Dak. So I'm wondering if he felt that and drifted towards Bosa.
I think he started off, if you look at when he takes it, if you look at the play, he immediately starts to his right.
It was just off the jump.
I think off the jump, his drop carried him to his right. Is where, I mean, I could, we'll look at the, if you'd like to.
No, I mean, you have, with the all 22, yeah, you definitely have a view of it.
Yeah, I do. And so, you know, it's a situation where there's like, okay, now you got that problem. I mentioned the route with Tolbert. We were talking about it earlier. The little smash route, the pivot route down. There's nothing holding Brown. There's no route through the middle of the field that's holding Brown the safety. It's just Turpin running a vertical route down the left sideline. Brown's got nothing holding him in place to make, you know, to like, it allows him to get over, because there's no combination there to give Turpin any space out there. Yeah,
the safety's not in any conflict, so he can just easily float over to Turpin. Easily, that's the only guy.
If, as long as that ball was hanging, it was easily allowed him. So there you go. Maybe a little design right there. How about a route? How about run Tolbert through the middle? Angle him to maybe make it a threat over there so Brown's eyes have
to
sit.
Safety's
got to hold. Yeah, got to hold him up. All right. The second Prescott interception, I didn't like the call at all from the head coach here. This is a high-risk pass with a little margin for error, and Prescott was moving to his left. I mean, he completed a ball earlier in the game where to Lamb when he was running to his left and Lamb was coming.
That was nice.
Dragging, and he threw it back inside, and Lamb made the play right there. But this is a completely different route in what you're looking at. So here's Dak. This ball has got to, as you're moving left, the way the separation works and with the boundary the way it is, you're running basically from the right hash into the sideline there. And now there's not a lot of room for Lamb to have to work or adjust. So, but Prescott, if you're going to throw that pass, it's got to be you get there, one, two, you get square, and you throw it. He took one, two, three, and kept drifting on it, and now all of a sudden it allowed the coverage to get onto Lamb. Lamb's got no space to work on. If Prescott can't get the ball, because you see Lamb raise his hand like, give it to me now, mm-hmm. you know, and there was that separation, give it to me now. But Dak had to square up to get the ball. So instead of, if you can't get the ball out quick, you just need to throw that thing away. Throw it into the stands. That was a mistake on Dak right there. His body didn't get turned enough to get anything on it, and then his decision to make the throw instead of throwing it away cost him his interception. I thought it was a bad play all around. I think it started with the call from the head coach, though. Yeah. And that situation is a bad.
Yeah, but Dak could save that with better ball placement, a quicker decision, the timing of his decision.
Quicker decision, quicker to throw the football. Yeah, but it didn't work out because, you know, maybe the lack of mobility. We talk about Dak not being able to run very well. Him going to his left. Him having to get his shoulders around to try and throw the ball. They needed that ball to be out there a lot quicker than it was. All right, Lamb's first touchdown in this game. It was really a nice play. They go max protection in there. When they say max protection, they're keeping the tight ends in. Ferguson's going to help Guyton on Bosa. That's exactly what you got to do right there. Don't let Bosa make a play on you. An excellent clearing route. Here we go now. We're talking about clearing routes. Tolbert, Turpin make that happen. It's like it appears to be man coverage. Mustafa and Ward are confused, and neither one end up going with Lamb coming across. So here's a route. And then Ward just stays in place. Here's Lamb running right by himself. Nobody picks him up on the other side of the field. My guess it was Ward because everybody else was playing man coverage. Ward stayed on that side of the field. Good job by the Cowboys clearing space, though, and allowing CeeDee to come back across and make the play. The second touchdown, this is really a nice outside-inside release by Lamb. There's been a lot of talk about these guys' inability to run routes, but here you are. You get a guy that all of a sudden you get Lamb has got him where he goes. He takes him outside, gets the corner to move a little bit, and then goes back to his inside. And you get Brown is flying forward because he's attempting to get to Ferguson, who's going into the flat.
Yeah, he's in a dead sprint, snap motion. Yeah.
But they switched the routes. What happened is that Ferguson and Lamb switched. So now you have the coverage is different, and they get the coverage how they want it. So
the two guys run into each other.
Brown and Green, exactly. They collide. It's a great release by Lamb, wide open for the touchdown. Okay, the Turpin drop.
Hey, but credit to design there. You can see what happens when you have a design that works for you. Yeah. You got guys running wide open.
Yes. Yeah. That's the both the touchdowns have been plays that gave you that opportunity. All right, the Turpin drop. I honestly don't think Prescott could have put the ball in any better spot for Turpin to catch it. Turpin's just not used to catching balls over his head. I think that's the problem with that. I thought his hands might be a little late, and they could have been a tad. But not, I mean, initially I thought, man, his hands were bad that and they're a little late, but they were just not fully late, but just maybe a tad late to get him into space.
Can make that play. He made an incredible touchdown catch against the Niners last December. in the end zone. He gets up. He's ecstatic. But I don't think you can bet on a special teamer essentially making that catch.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the ability to high point balls.
Right.
That's the thing about this. I mean, you want to be able to go and you go get that ball. I mean, we've seen – how about the time many times have we seen – you know, receivers along that sidelines. I mean, remember Michael Gallup, high point football.
Tolbert's done it this year.
Exactly. Come down with the ball, both feet in bounce. I think the feet would have been in bounce, too, if he had made this.
Okay, because that's what we talked about last night. Yeah. You weren't sure if he'd
still be
in.
I wasn't sure. But, he would have come down in bounce. I believe he would have.
Yeah, I wasn't sure last night either. I thought it's some person in that decision-making chain has to step up and say, but why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
If that's a decoy, fine. We're not actually throwing it down there.
Yeah.
It makes no sense in the game management.
Yeah. On the fourth down play, can I come back and have some time for defense?
I mean, I don't think Mike's going to be on time anyway. Okay. So maybe probably just take it until he shows
up. We'll go to a break. So, okay. Let me do this real quick. You want to go to break real quick and come back? Okay. Go to break and I want to come back and talk about the fourth down pass and then maybe do a little defense if that's okay.
Okay. Mike McCarthy will be 10, 15, 20 minutes, an hour and a half late for his presser. So Brian's coming back with more film takeaways. Krusty's Corner continues coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.